and Ali Rewind.
Hey. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
Okay, so R. Kelly, get ready for this. R. Kelly got attacked in prison. It was only, I can't believe it hasn't happened yet, quite frankly.
Oh, yeah?
It was only a matter of time. I mean, first of all, we know why he's in there. Child rape and all these things. And then on top of that, we've always watched his entitlement. So yeah, the fact that I could see him walking around like a cocky jerk in jail. But it turns out an inmate got frustrated and went nuts and lost it. So now R. Kelly's in solitary confinement.
I don't know if it's him being cocky as much as it is somebody finally getting in there being like, once I get in prison, I'm going to find that MF, R. Kelly. That one guy just waiting until he sees him. Because I'm sure they don't see each other every day.
Right.
Probably
or you have some guy who has a daughter that it got,
or knows a daughter
abused, or they're going to lose it, you know?
Right. Uh-huh. What if somebody purposely committed a crime to go to jail there to get a vengeance on his daughter or his daughter's friend? That would be a hell of a movie.
That would be wild. That would make a good TV movie.
It would be great.
I mean, but it's interesting. I mean, I just can't imagine him in jail because he was so out of touch. So delusional when he went in.
Yeah.
R. Kelly, the stuff that was coming out of his mouth was insane. So I can't imagine him going into the real world and not being protected like he always has been.
Yeah.
Ugh. I mean, whatever.
He made a statement about it. I found it on the internet.
R. Kelly did?
Yeah, listen to it.
From jail?
Can't sleep, please.
Close 22.
Can't think, baby. Can't
that was him from prison, R. Kelly.
Just
what
so
I've heard.
Sorry.
Not sorry.
These are great examples of when justice is served. See?
Yes, true justice. R. Kelly in prison.
In prison.
Stay there. Congratulations. You sleep it on the couch. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. 3 days in a row I've slept in the couch, Allie. Three at my house.
You better tell me what's happening.
Because it's nothing that I've done wrong, really. I don't think. I'm not sure.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
The couch in a relationship is usually relegated for when you are in a fight, you've done something wrong, you go on the couch.
Yep.
However, on Wednesday, in the middle of the night, my wife wakes me up at like 3 a.m. and she was like, I need you to go sleep on the couch. And I'm like, what? She goes, you're snoring so loud. I have a presentation on my Zoom at work tomorrow morning that's extra early. I have to get some sleep. I can't sleep with your snoring.
Has snoring been an issue for you always? Because I feel like we talked about snoring and I don't remember we're always talking about her snoring.
She does snore, yes. But
irony.
Uh-huh. And I've told her before, I'm like, you snore too. I snore, but I can't pinpoint what makes me snore, which is the problem, because I'll go weeks without doing it at all, and then there'll be maybe a week or two period where I just am a machine. Where
is it like when you drink, or sometimes drinking and things like that'll, you know, any kind of like partying.
Drinking can do that, yes. I was a little bit heavier probably 3 or 4 years ago. I used to be really bad snoring when I had an extra like 20 pounds on, and that'll make people snore too,
right?
Some people, but skinny people snore too. Thin people can also snore, so it's nothing.
That's true.
It could have nothing to do with your weight at all.
But it can also make it go away.
Oh, it could.
Because I'm an example of that. I mean,
you snored when you were heavier?
I'm pretty sure. I remember being married and that being a complaint. But now, you know, I use that sleep app you told me about, and it says I didn't snore at all last night.
Yes.
So I'm like fascinated by the fact that my weight loss helped it. Yeah.
That's a cool app. Yeah. Allie was asking yesterday.
Sleep cycle app or something. Yeah.
Allie was asking yesterday. She was like, I wonder if I still snore. And I was, there's this app that I use called Sleep Cycle. It'll record. Like, it's creepy, if you want to think about it. It listens to you throughout the night.
Right, but all of your apps, like, I mean, your phone's,
yes,
your phone has access to you, so I don't know why you're freaked out about an app.
Like, I can say,
all
hey,
your stuff's out there.
I can go, hey, Siri, what time is it in Sydney? And she's listening to me right now, so.
Right.
But it'll also track if you're in deep sleep, like REM sleep, or if you're restless sleep. It's fascinating.
How bad is your snoring, though, that your
bad
wife
enough
is at this point?
You know, it's actually getting kind of comfortable, our couch.
So. Oh, no. You guys are getting, you're turning into that couple that sleeps in separate rooms because you're okay with it and it's comfortable. You're that couple.
I'm wondering, what if that starts to happen? What
it
if that
might
does?
Be. I know couples, I know a couple, they've like almost always slept in separate beds. That was more because, like, he's just like a gigantic dude. Like, and I don't even mean big around. I just mean he's a big dude and like they just weren't comfortable in their bed and they started sleeping separately. And some of that might have been snoring too.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If anybody knows what I could do to alleviate the snoring, maybe other people have had this problem before in their relationships.
Dude, this is like a problem in marriages. Yeah. I know people that have had this for real. You're like, I'm losing it.
Yeah. What did you do to fix it? Did you just make your husband sleep on the couch or your wife sleep on the couch? You can call or text. The phone number is 414-799-1037. 414-799-1037. 103.7 KISS FM. Snoring is a problem in our marriage right now at the Riggs house. Snoring's an issue, and it's me. I'm the one that's snoring. I've slept on the couch for the last three nights, for the love of God.
I'm telling you, I know plenty of men and women who have said to me, it's becoming a problem in my marriage. I've heard this from people. Snoring can make people nuts.
It can. 414-799-1037. You can call or text that number. What were you saying?
It is funny that both of you snore, though, and you're on the couch. Uh-huh. That's actually funny.
The difference is I can sleep through a hurricane. I could sleep through anything, which is good and bad at the same time.
I really want your wife, Alana, to record you just so I can hear this. I gotta hear what you're doing. I gotta hear it.
Maybe I'll record it and play it back on Monday at this time.
I need
time.
Evidence. I want to hear the evidence. See how bad it
is. Bad. It's bad, I'm sure. Trevor's on the phone this morning. Trevor, you have an issue with snoring, you and your wife?
Yes, absolutely.
So what do you guys do for this? How do you alleviate the situation? Do you just sleep on the couch all the time? Are you in separate places now?
Well, we were. I actually finally just got moved back into the bedroom. What actually ended up be sleeping on the couch was when my son was born. My snoring used to wake him up when his crib was in our bedroom. So for the first 5 months of his life, I slept on the couch every night to make it easier for him to sleep through the night. And with my work schedule and an hour commute, it was easier for me to be able to sleep through the night without him waking up or my wife waking up or waking the baby.
So did you ever try to actually fix the snoring, or you just moved where you were sleeping?
I just moved to where I was sleeping, but now since we got our new house, he has his own room now, so I actually can finally sleep in my bed for the first time in many
months. Well, and Riggs might not understand because he's not a parent and he doesn't want to be.
Nope.
Riggs, most of the time when the baby's new for the first, like he said, 4 months or so, maybe less, maybe more, you put them in your room, right? You get the crib, you set it up, you think it's going to be so exciting, and then the kid's in your room anyway for the next 3 months, by the way. So that's hard,
And I do know as a new parent how precious it is when your child is sleeping and you don't want to wake them. Once they finally get to sleep, you're like, I'm not going to talk. Be very quiet.
His wife was like, if you don't shut up, I'm going to lose it.
Absolutely. And it's not so much that it's precious that the baby's sleeping, but it's precious to get that time when he is sleeping.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, man. Well, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate you listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
You.
All right. Good morning, KISS FM. Who's this?
Oh, my God. This is Tess. I'm going crazy. I can't stand that commercial you guys keep running. It's driving me nuts.
Wait, hold on.
Tess, hold on a second. We're talking about snoring. Tess is losing her mind about something else.
We're not even playing commercials. I don't know what she's talking about.
Yes, we're talking about snoring. Somebody. I was reading 7 ways that I could fix my snoring. It says, like, changing the pillows can do that, getting a body pillow. Have you had a body pillow before?
Well, I was pregnant, so but that was just so I could wrap my legs around something when I was gigantic.
Oh, is the body pillow goes like full all the way down for my legs too?
You can't get comfortable when you're pregnant, so I can't really speak to you on a snoring situation. But that's because you're not pregnant when you're or you're not comfortable when you're pregnant. That's what that's for. But
that's for a comfort thing.
But I could see why changing your pillow might make a difference. I mean, this seems like a fair idea.
I'm wondering if my head should be up or down more. I think about my sleep position.
I think it's the material of the pillow is what they're getting at.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
If you have somebody texted and you can use the Breathe Right strips. I've heard of those before. The strips you put on your nose.
Oh, And somebody else texted in and said, I randomly snore when my allergies or sinuses are acting up. And then I use the Flonase, the nasal spray, to help. So what about allergies? I mean, that's a big problem, right? What do you mean you don't have them? I didn't either, but I've developed them over time as an adult. You'd be surprised, Riggs.
I developed them. I don't have any issues breathing, though, like normally.
I don't either, but I'm saying you might be surprised how allergies affect you and you don't even know it.
God, now I need an allergy test, too.
Allergies, well, they can, sure, why not? They could, I mean, allergies can make you even just tired.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be something obvious with allergies.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who is this?
Hi. Morning. How are you guys?
Good. What's your name?
My name is Dawn.
Dawn, you're calling about snoring from your car, clearly.
Yeah. My husband terribly snores. He's had a sleep apnea mouth guard, and it helped for a while. That was great. But when I snored, my husband bought me a U-shaped pillow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it literally goes from my ankles all the way to my head. It's a U shape. I sleep on my side, and it has alleviated so much of my snoring
really?
And back problems when I sleep. It's amazing.
A U-shaped pillow. Does
how do you find this if people are listening? Like, should we just Google U-shaped pillow for snoring?
Absolutely.
I mean, how do we find this?
Absolutely. My daughter found it for my birthday a couple of years ago. It was one of those random advertisements on Facebook.
Oh, it's a total body U-shaped pillow. It's like $45, $40 bucks on Amazon. That thing looks amazing.
So this is the second person to say get a body pillow, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine was probably about $120, and I've had it for 2 years, and it is the best thing I've ever had in my life for my sleeping, for my snoring, for my posture, everything.
Oh, I love what you're saying, but I need to know what it does. Why does it work? What is it? I have so many questions
this
right
looks
now.
It's like the way that it pitches your body up, almost just the way that you're breathing completely. Does that make sense?
I think more because you sleep on your side and not on your back.
Mm-hmm.
And when you sleep, you snore more. Uh-huh. But it is to die for. I will say forever that everybody needs this, pregnant or not.
You shape pillow
well,
for the win.
A hell of an endorsement. I mean,
I'm gonna get
somebody,
one. I'm gonna buy
ahead,
one.
Birds.
I want to buy one on Amazon and see if
do
it works.
It.
Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, no problem. People, have a great day.
You too.
People keep texting in. Riggs, have you had a sleep study? Which you haven't.
Haven't. No.
Why not?
I don't know. That'd be a good idea too.
Yeah.
I know it's not sleep apnea because my wife says I don't stop breathing. I just breathe really heavy.
Well, I'm glad
and
your
really
wife's
loud.
A doctor. Congratulations.
Well,
but it turns out you have to go in for a sleep study.
Well, you would know if somebody stopped breathing.
But she's not awake the whole night when you're snoring.
She's awake when I'm snoring.
I'm saying go to a doctor and ask them for what's happening.
Maybe I will.
My wife's convinced I don't stop breathing.
U-shaped pillow for the win, though. Thank you very much. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Triggs and Allie, 6:54.
Morning.
Might see a rain today, but it looks nice all weekend long. We'll take it. We'll take it.
Yes.
We'll take
Woo-hoo.
It. So, Allie, what do you think of your Amazon, your Alexa Dot? Do you like it? Do you use it? Is it
honestly,
cool?
Yes. I love it. And I am not in that world anymore where I'm afraid of people listening to me. I'm well aware I carry my phone everywhere. Okay,
oh, really?
People. That's like everyone's fear. It's like cracking me up nowadays. Like, I'm like, just let's go. So, I love it. It's fun. I like to play music. Like, because I won't have the TV on that much.
Right.
And I'll be in my house walking around, doing cleaning the kitchen, whatever. It's nice to just be like, hey, Alexa, play 103.7 Kiss FM. And I have music like that. I don't have to touch anything. I don't have to do anything, you know?
Well, what if I told you Amazon has a new device that will, it's like a fitness tracker that not only counts your steps, but it'll also help you win arguments.
Oh, hell no. You know what? See, I'm busy.
It can help you win arguments. It's this little thing you wear on your wrist.
As if I need help, okay? I just declare I'm the winner and I walk away.
That's true. It's called an Amazon Halo. And basically what it does is it tracks, like, they can track the tone of your voice and let you know if you sound, like, happy or hopeful or confused or worried. Like, there's a whole commercial that they have for it where a guy's, like, sitting on a couch and he's arguing with his wife. And then his app goes off and it says, you weren't being supportive. And so he goes up and he apologizes because his tone of his voice was not being supportive enough.
It's like having a therapist.
Yes, it is. On
your
wrist. On your wrist. You wear it with you all the time.
No.
It's cool.
You know, I want accountability, but not that kind of accountability.
Right?
No, I mean.
It sounds like a cool thing from the advertisement.
It does. It's almost a way to check your behavior.
It is. It totally is.
Yeah.
It checks in on your behavior. It's almost like a little mental health check-in as well. So you can be like, are you being angry?
Check in yeah. to check your behavior. Mm-hmm. That's kind of, yeah, that's
absolutely.
Wild.
Well, they're saying it's coming out for Amazon. It'll be $99 on Amazon
well,
and like $4
you lost me at money.
It's $4 a month, too, to keep track of your anger. But the first 6 months are free.
Like I need a reminder. Okay.
Right? We don't need to keep track of your anger. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Yeah.
Okay, so listen to this. R. Kelly has been attacked in prison by a fellow inmate. They're over him because they're sick of it being locked down because of R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Turns out that the protesters go outside the jail because, you know, they're protesting, and then the whole jail has to be put on lockdown.
Yeah.
And so then it affects all the other inmates. And so they said R. Kelly was just sitting on his bed and a guy went in and just jumped him. He was mad. They said the same thing happened when he moved in. 6,000 inmates had to sit tight whenever he was moving around. They made him all just sit there on lockdown while R. Kelly moved around. Like, it's got to be crazy, right?
Because
this guy comes in who's done these horrible things.
Yeah.
Maybe like yourself. Has never admitted or taken any accountability. Has said he's innocent.
Yeah.
With repeat the same story over and over. And now his lawyer saying he's got to be pulled out of prison. It's not safe for him there.
Oh, man. I'm all out of sympathy for that a-hole, though. I don't feel bad for him at all. At all. Why do we have to make you feel like the victim? Because you've made so many people feel like victims. Why should we all of a sudden feel bad for you, R. Kelly? I don't think we do at all. So what is he now, in solitary confinement or something? What's going on?
Now he's in solitary confinement, oh, okay. Yes.
They don't want anybody coming after him anymore.
I'm sure... They don't think, you know, his lawyer just says he's not safe. He can't stay here. And we're like, well, the little girls aren't safe either. So he's got to stay there. Turns right? out.
Turns out.
Unfortunately.
Yes, that's why people like that go to prison. 100%. Well, we don't feel bad for you, R. Kelly. Goodbye.
No,
goodbye.
Sorry.
Goodbye. You really could go one of two ways during this whole thing, the pandemic, right? You could either spend more money because you're staying at home. Maybe you're doing online shopping more. Or, I don't know, maybe you're spending more money on cleaning products. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe you had to buy stuff for your kids for school. I don't know. Or maybe
I think it's just either you're one of those people shopping like crazy online to feel better, which I get.
Retail therapy, man.
Yeah, or it has actually made you just not spend as much because you're not at, you know, some of these other stores that I'm not at normally. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not at TJ Maxx every Saturday. You know what I mean?
We're also people, you're not going to bars or restaurants. There's no festivals happening.
Right.
There's no Bucks games. There's no Brewers games. There's no tailgates. There's no nothing like that. There's no state fair. So think how much money you saved on that stuff alone. Go ahead.
However, if you're a parent... You have no idea how much more money I've spent on things like food and in-home childcare. You have no idea. It goes up.
Yeah.
So that has had an effect. And my kids not being in school, you know, personal choice to go virtual to start, that I will pay for more childcare for that. So there are things that affect, you know, it just there's so many different angles.
So you can call or you can text 414-799-1037. Call or text that number.
What are you doing?
I'm spending less. Totally less.
You are.
Because my wife and I love going out. I love going out to bars. I love going to concerts. Yeah. I love going to like state fair. I would spend a bunch of money at state fair, at least a couple hundred bucks at state fair. And I'd have kids. So all this extra stuff that I would be going out and doing, I'm not. So I'm actually found myself saving a little bit more money during the pandemic. That's just me though. Somebody put on her Facebook page, Tanza said that I was spending more at the beginning, but I lost a bunch of weight and I need a new wardrobe. Good for you.
Good for you. And that's a good problem to have, but I get why clothes would get expensive. I've been there.
Danny on our Facebook page says, I'm spending the same. I was already an online shopper. No big real change there. Danielle on our Facebook page also said, way more. Sadness and angst bring out the shopper in me. Way more money.
Well, I mean, technically, we do it sometimes to make ourselves feel better.
We do, totally. But I'm wondering, are you spending more or are you spending less during the pandemic? And what is it on? Or what are you saving money on? on? Or what are you mm-hmm. spending money on? We're curious. Maybe
yeah.
you know a way to save some money that somebody else will hear, and they'll be like, oh my God, I didn't think of that. I could save
right.
money that way, because people love to save money. It's great. We want to talk to you next. Hold on. It's Kiss. See, why do you need Google when you just ask our wonderful listeners, our people that listen
Thank
to our
you.
Show? Mm-hmm. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie's having an issue with her microwave. Apparently, the clock, when you set it, you'll go back like a week and a half, 2 weeks later, and it's 10 minutes behind, which is bizarre.
At least. And when I first told you about this like a year ago, I was like, I know I'm late to everything, but this is actually really causing another problem on top of a problem. Because when I run out of my kitchen into the garage, the last clock I'm looking at is the microwave,
yeah.
right?
So
I'm totally getting screwed.
Well, Layla called in. Layla has an idea of what might be going on with your microwave. Layla, what's up?
All right.
Hi. Okay. So I don't know how relevant this is going to be for your exact microwave, but I know that a lot of microwaves have this problem where, because of like the computer inside and the different like mechanical engineering inside, they're trying to follow a certain frequency to heat up your food. So sometimes there's a miscommunication inside, and the clock will try to follow that same frequency, so it starts messing up the time. It might not be the problem that you're having, but it is a problem that a lot of microwaves experience just because of the way that they're designed. So, long story short, the best solution that I can give you is probably to reset your microwave or turn it off and turn it on again.
Yeah, that's like every tech person's response to problems.
I know.
But you're right, though.
The advice. She at least told me why it's malfunctioning.
Yeah.
That was like a reason, which makes sense to me that something's off with the computer. That's like nothing else makes sense.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense, Layla. Have you diagnosed microwaves often? Is this a thing that you do?
I do not. I actually teach fifth graders for a living. But I know a lot of weird things. So, you know.
Oh, you're one of those.
That's cool.
You're a fun person to talk to at a party, Layla.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because you know a lot of random facts.
Well, and she is the example of, are you smarter than a fifth grader? She could play that with us and she would win.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thanks so much for calling, Layla. We appreciate you listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow, all right?
Thank you.
Have a good one. Lisa, good morning. Lisa, what'd you have to say? Oh, Lisa went away. Damn it. We just lost her.
That's okay. We're getting lots of texts to 414-799-1037.
Yep.
And it's all the same. It's about their clock car, or the clock in their car's doing it.
Yep.
They have this problem with a watch. Somebody said, is your son messing
a
with
watch?
You? No, he's not smart enough to know how to reset the clock yet.
It happens with a watch? That's a terrible watch if it's always getting behind, unless you have to wind it or something. That would be so annoying.
Well, that's what the person texted in. They said, I also had a watch that did it. It had one job. And it didn't do
right. You have one job, watch. One job.
Okay, Riggs. Turns out something happened that's not that surprising. The mom won in the baby name debate.
Of course. She gets to carry the child. She gets to do what she wants. She gets to name it.
And it was her first. It was Orlando Bloom's second. So
fair.
Let's be real.
Also
he probably
fair.
He probably did that whole thing where he was like, okay, I've been through this. I want you to have the best experience ever.
Name it
you
what
know.
You want.
Yeah. So they named the baby Daisy. Daisy Dove Bloom. Bloom being Orlando's last name, okay?
I thought Bloom because of flower yesterday, but I was like,
right.
Oh, yeah, that's his last name, Bloom. That's right.
It was really funny. Off the air, Riggs goes, I thought Bloom was about the flower.
Bloom, Daisy, Bloom.
Well, now they're talking about how... Well, that's her name, Daisy Bloom, if that's not wild.
Yeah.
But why? Why did Katy Perry win? And what name did Orlando Bloom want the baby to be called? Turns out, you know, he has a son. Is it Finn? Oh, I just had it up. I knew on my internet to go crazy, dude.
Go ahead. I'll look it up. Go ahead.
Thank you. He wanted the name to be Fiona. Fiona was the name he liked, which I actually love, and I think it's prettier than Daisy. It's Flynn. I'm sorry.
Flynn,
what did I say? Finn?
Flynn, yeah.
Flynn.
Flynn, Christopher Bloom and Daisy Dove Bloom.
Yeah, but he thought Flynn would sound better next to Fiona.
Oh.
So he was thinking of the two kids, which sounds funny, but these are real parent thoughts.
Well, people do that
and
with Katie,
twins. And Katie, well, that's her stepson. Yeah. I mean, she obviously loves that kid, but she wanted the name Daisy. So I guess he let it go and said fine. But he was pushing for Fiona because he thought Fiona and Flynn then would sound cute.
Yeah, if they were twins, I would say yes. Like, I like the alliteration when you have twins, like Tammy and Tina or Jack and Jill, you know? Oh, they do the alliteration
right.
with names? Or the Amanda?
You know what? In fairness, as a parent, we never, at least, well, and I never thought about this. When the second one came out, never thought about saying their names together. Maybe I should have.
Yeah.
But now it sounds...
Could you add Owen never, first? You could have been Owen and Oliver.
Right. Like, I didn't really think about stuff like that. Yeah. It was more what name I like. Okay, we like Hudson. Okay, Hudson's it. And now it sounds natural because that's all I know. When you say Owen and Hudson, people say that to me all the time. Or I also say Owen H. That's another way
Owen
I talk.
H,
Owen
yeah.
H.
Or as they put in their rooms, the initials of their names, Ho, right. H and O. Ho.
H, or, yes, H and O, Ho, without the E. Drop the E. So I get it, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if your kids' names go together unless you're going to be the Duggars and you need an intro to a TV show to go smoothly. Other than that, there's no reason to have your kids' names have to be similar, you know. Well, but hey, it's a common thing.
Katy Perry won the name battle. Sorry, Orlando.
Sorry. Sorry.
So at one point, you weren't able to get any sleep, and then you were sleeping too much, and you were adjusting your caffeine, like self-dosing too much, too little, finding a happy medium. It sounded like you found a happy medium.
I found a place where I wasn't jittery.
Yeah.
And that was what was making me crazy, because I have, you know, my medicine for ADHD, which is a stimulant, and then I was drinking a buttload of caffeine because we get up early, and, well, I'm just dependent on it now. I admit it. I was out of control.
It's okay. You're a fiend. We get it.
I was a fiend. So I cut back and I refused. So I ran out of Diet Coke.
Oh, God.
And I refused to buy more because all I had was caffeine-free Diet Coke. I was like, you are not going to the store. If you want a Diet Coke, you can pour yourself a caffeine-free one, sister, because there's still caffeine and caffeine-free
Tiny
for
bit.
The record.
It's like non-alcoholic beer. There's a very trace amount.
Yes. It's not going to hurt me, but it's one of those things like when you're pregnant, they go, don't think you can have a 2 liter of caffeine-free Diet Coke. There's still some caffeine in there and it adds up. So I'm like, okay. So I thought all I had was caffeine-free Diet Coke, and it was actually working. I wasn't drinking as much. I wasn't drinking as much caffeine. I was even cutting back on my coffee. I was taking naps, but I was not jittery and unhappy and on speed all
irritable,
day, it felt
like.
And then just like that, it's like the devil comes on a Friday, Riggs.
Oh God, what happened?
Barry popped up, man. I opened my pantry door and there she was, Riggs. There she was, that hidden hidden 2 liter of Diet Coke I forgot about in the back that was not caffeine free.
There was a 2 liter? How did you misplace a 2 liter? Did it just roll in the back and you didn't see it?
It's a pantry. It's gigantic.
Oh, a pantry. I thought you said in your fridge. Okay.
No. So I just didn't notice. And I looked at her and I went, oh, you little, you're trying to mess with me today and make me go drink regular. You know what?
Diet Coke?
Fine. I will.
Oh, you caved.
Well, it was 5 a.m. and I went, if you're going to drink a Diet Coke, make it be right now, man.
Fair enough.
So I'm on my second Yeti, I admit it.
That's what you've been drinking in that Yeti's Diet Coke? What? The whole time?
I got to throw this stupid, yes, the whole time. Now, don't get me wrong. This is also the third one of these. What's that, Riggs?
That looks like water.
It's a big glass of water. This is my third one of this.
Okay.
And I had a cup of coffee.
A cup of coffee too? What are you doing, Al? You had the jitters from caffeine.
It was light roast, okay?
I'm sure, light roast. It's like it was a light beer. It was a Miller Lite. I only had one beer. It was Miller Lite.
Look,
there's still caffeine in it. It's still going to make you jittery.
Diet Coke. Fine, you're right. But the Diet Coke was looking me in the eyes, Riggs. It was talking to me. It said, come to me, little girl. You know you want to feel good on the morning show today.
Foul temptress. That's why you've been in such a good mood. That's what it is.
It's like when you're offered booty from your ex, but nothing else good comes with it.
Right?
You're tempted by that little bit of joy. You're like, man, this is going to feel good for a minute. I'm going to feel bad later, but right now I'm happy.
Diet Coke was the devil in disguise for you, man. That's what it was. I can't believe it's too soon. I feel like it's way too soon for this, dude.
Oh, it's too soon. Chill out. If people like it, let them have it, man.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. Riggs and Alley. You'll probably see some rain if you're north of the city a little bit because there's some rain moving through. But tomorrow and Sunday look freaking amazing, so
Hell, look forward
to that. I saw somebody posted on their Instagram earlier, Alley, this morning. This morning.
Yeah.
August 28th.
Yeah, and they were doing it yesterday, but go ahead.
A pumpkin spice latte that are already out at Starbucks. Are you serious? Are you freaking serious? Why?
Riggs,
it's too early.
September is next week, brah.
Bust out the Halloween decorations, man.
I have seen the pumpkin spice stuff going around on social, and yeah, it makes me laugh because I see people posting like, put it down, you freaks. It's not even fall yet, which make me laugh. Like, I love all the pumpkin spice memes. Keep them coming. They're funny. But as a personal person, as a personal choice, that made no sense, but no, it's Friday, fine. Whatever. As a personal choice, I love pumpkin flavor. I love pumpkin spice lattes. I love pumpkin bread. I love pumpkin flavor. So like when I see people post it, I'm not hating, man. But there's getting a lot. People are freaking out on the internet about this coming back too soon. I'm like, just let them have it. It's 2020.
Well, I always wonder why it isn't available just year round. But they just do it for marketing purposes, for the hype.
Because it wouldn't be novelty. And if I had pumpkin all year round, I wouldn't appreciate it as much.
True.
Fact. I really
That's like
that.
The peppermint one that they bring around Christmas time. Uh-huh. Same one. Same thing. But they've it's been around since like 1675. The pumpkin flavor has been around for a long time, which is really just cinnamon. Is all it is. Cinnamon.
Wait, that's pumpkin is not the same as cinnamon.
Well, cinnamon gives it the flavor, but the pumpkin spice latte never had any pumpkin in it until 2015. Like they never, there was never any actual pumpkin in the pumpkin spice latte in the Starbucks
one. We buy a lot of processed food that doesn't really have what it says in it. I mean,
you know what's funny is when you read the label, it says natural flavors and other natural flavors. I'm like, what does that mean?
So
what
wait,
are
so
these
you're
natural
mad, huh?
flavors?
You're
I think
mad.
It's way too early. Yes,
yeah, yeah.
It feels too early. Like if it was maybe middle of September, maybe late September, I could get behind it. But because I love them.
Oh, so Riggs
I
wants you to make. Riggs
I love
wants
them.
You to wait 2 weeks. And
at
then
least
you
wait
can
till
out.
The end of summer. September 22nd is the end of summer. Wait till the end of summer.
I read the text.
Go ahead.
The top of our text.
Go ahead.
It's in all caps.
Yes.
This person is my spirit animal because they're basically screaming on a text.
Okay.
It says in all caps, let us have something nice this year, Riggs, with no punctuation at the end.
Fine, you can have your pumpkin spice latte too early, you weirdos. When it's 90 degrees, that's what I want is a steaming hot pumpkin spice latte. It's fine. No, they're out now.
Funny. You can text in to 414-799-1037.
Too soon for pumpkin spice lattes? I say
never.
Yes.
Never.
It's Kiss FM. What's
up? Hi. What up? Yo, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, get ready. We've got a new engagement with a One Direction member. Somebody's getting married. Who am I talking about? Liam Payne.
Liam Payne? I haven't heard that name in a while.
I know. I had to think about his solo music. I couldn't remember what it was.
This was a good song. Strip That Down, yeah.
It was good.
You get other songs, but this is, I think, the one that we played the most, probably, on Kiss.
Here's the thing about Liam Payne is people probably forgot he has a kid with Cheryl Cole, which, what show was she on again? X Factor or something?
Was it Cheryl Cole? Yeah.
What
I think
I
she was on
yeah,
one of
Cheryl
those,
Cole.
Yeah.
Cheryl Cole. Anyway, they welcomed their son in 2017. So that kid's already, almost four?
Yeah.
They named it Bear, and they broke up in 2018. So he's got a son. I mean, he's got a little kid, but now he's in love with a woman who I had to look her up, and some of the history makes me giggle a little, like who she was.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Maya Henry. I had to Google her. I'm like, who are these people? Like, I need to know, like, who is this chick?
I have questions.
I found out. One, apparently, she's worth $10 million because her dad is a personal injury lawyer in Texas, and apparently one of the best that they're that rich because he must be a big deal.
He's like a David Gruber out there. That's great.
I was going to say that. He's like the David Gruber of Texas. Yes.
Right?
Other things I learned about her, she does some modeling. She's modeled for Dolce & Gabbana, but that also happens, you know, when you're connected to all these people.
Yeah.
She's been in a few music videos. She was in the Old Town Road video where she played a bartenderess. And apparently she was also in Joe Jonas and DNC's video for Kissing Strangers. So she's done a little modeling, this and that. But more importantly, I should tell you who performed at her quinceañera. Maya Henry, the one Liam Payne is marrying. Guess who performed? We're talking stupid rich people here because if you can get these people to come to your quinceañera.
Uh-huh.
Nick Jonas and Pitbull performed.
What?
I've been to one quinceañera in my life. In fact, I was in it. My friend Vanessa. I was one of the girls. I had to wear the dress and everything. It was really cool in high school.
Please explain for people that don't know a quinceañera is.
It's a coming of age. She's Puerto Rican. Mm-hmm. I don't want to speak for the Hispanic world and how these work because I don't remember. I just have pictures and I was in it at 16.
It's the 15th birthday is what it is.
Would I say 16 or 15?
Yeah, 15. Quinceañera. 15, yes. 15, yeah.
So anyway, I was in hers, but again, that was, I'm only 20, so that was a few years ago, but you know. Having these, it's like having somebody perform at your wedding like that. Having Nick Jonas or Pitbull, that's crazy. So she's obviously got a lot of money. Her ring is huge.
Yep.
And her and Liam are really happy. But I was just trying to figure out, who is Liam Payne marrying? We know about him. Who's she? You know? So there you go.
Now we know.
Yeah.
All right, so if you're listening earlier, you know that I've been sleeping on the couch pretty much all week. But that's because of my snoring, not because of what I'm doing right now, which is lighting up my wife. I was really laughing at her pretty hard yesterday.
Why?
you know that my wife is a self-proclaimed online shopper. She loves buying things that she doesn't need online, and she'll try them on and send them back. That's her thing.
That's your thing. We make fun of you because you actually return like everything you buy. Oh, yeah. It's funny.
She buys it online, and then she goes and returns it in the store. But she hates going in the store. But I don't get it.
It's like she gets the high of buying, and then she takes it back or something.
She gets the high on buying it and finding the deal and being like, I got this for only this much money. And I'm like, good. Yeah. Now you're returning it. So did we really win anything? She has this.
Why are you lighting her up, though?
What
happened now?
She had bought a shirt probably maybe 4 or 5 months ago, and it says West Virginia on it, like West Virginia, like the college, and it's like a navy blue shirt. It has the shoulders kind of cut off, and she likes it. She likes the way it fits her. It looks nice. It's a cool shirt. She got it, and when she got it, I was like, do you have any connection to West Virginia? She goes, no, I just like the shirt. And I was like, all right, fair enough.
Oh, so she wasn't like, she was she bought it.
She just bought it because
it's not even like somebody gave it to her because they went there.
She thought it was a cool shirt. And I was like, all right, fair enough. So a couple months go by, and she walks in yesterday. I'm watching television, and she walks out in this sweatshirt that says Yale across of it. And
that you've never seen before?
Never seen before. And
She
goes, do you like this shirt? It's like a gray hoodie that says Yale on it. And I go, hold on. This is not one, but two college shirts now that you have. My wife went to the University of Miami in Florida. She has zero affiliation to the University of West Virginia or Yale. And I go, you don't even have any affiliation with Yale. Why? She goes, well, it's a cute shirt, but my dad taught a semester at Yale. And I was like, that doesn't count. You didn't go to Yale.
Can I tell you something? My parents lived in Ohio before they had any kids. I don't have any Ohio shirts.
No,
you know?
Not at all. This would be like me buying a shirt that said, like, welcome to Idaho and wearing it around.
My parents lived there for like a year and a half. Like, could you imagine it? It'd be just funny if I had it. You know?
Right?
But I was... So you want to know if it's weird to have shirts that were places you didn't go and sport them like you kind of did.
Yep.
It's interesting. You know, I had a University of Arkansas t-shirt I loved.
Yeah.
And I could find you 100 pictures of me wearing it for 10 years straight. I don't know where it is now, but it was because I was born in Fayetteville. My dad taught at the University of Arkansas. We eventually moved to Illinois, but so I have some connection.
Yeah.
But even that one was pushing it.
Yeah.
Even that that was pushing it for me, right?
My friend Ricky Parsons in high school wore a Brooklyn shirt.
Yeah.
He had never been outside of the state of Indiana. Never. Not once. But he loved the Beastie Boys. So he was like, oh, I love Brooklyn. So he was like, oh, that's why I wear it. But it was like a Brooklyn shirt. But he'd never been to Brooklyn. Here's where my wife's shirt bit her in the ass, though.
Oh no.
She was wearing this shirt probably 3 or 4 weeks ago. We were out on a patio.
Which one?
The West Virginia shirt.
The West Virginia one. Okay.
The West Virginia. We're sitting out on the patio. The server comes out. And as she's bringing us the check and she leaves, she goes, oh, West Virginia. I have family there. When did you go to West Virginia? What year did you graduate? And she was like, I didn't go to West Virginia. I just liked the shirt. And I was like, see? But it's backfiring, you know?
And she couldn't even say I have a family member or a friend that went there. You know, that's hysterical.
She just texted me. She goes, I have an Ohio State shirt, too, that my dad taught there, too. Okay. So I guess it's having shirts to places that you've never been at all, but maybe you like the shirt. People call you on it. 414-799-1037. You can use that number to call or text us.
Yeah, some of it's just just comfort. I get that.
Sure.
Like, I mean, I have this black hoodie I wear, and the hood is awful. Like, it looks pointy when you put it on.
Yeah.
You know, it's a horrible hood. But so I don't wear the hood. But every time I'm like, it's just because it's comfortable. You know what I mean? It doesn't even matter what it looks like.
And that's
me.
What she said, because she wears the West Virginia shirt all the time. So I'm like, is that your favorite shirt or your only shirt?
There's something to comfy clothes, man.
I guess. Never been to West Virginia? That's all right, though. You're wearing shirts from things you've never been to, maybe bands you've never even listened to, the 414.
Maybe a country you've never been
that
to.
That too.
Maybe your mom or friend brought you a Cancun shirt, but
never been.
Or a Cancun shot glass. You know damn well you've never been to Cancun.
414-799-1037. We'll talk to you next. Hold on. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com or with the radio.com app. Did you learn anything on the show this morning, Allie?
What I learn about? I mean, I actually learned a lot about you today, Riggs.
Really?
I learned that you're sleeping on the couch.
I am.
Because you snore too much.
It's kind of like having a sleepover with myself out on the couch. Make a little fort.
Yeah, Riggs, that's also called my life, being single. Welcome to my life. I sleep by myself every day. No, that's funny. I think it's hysterical that you've been on couch duty since you can't get your snoring under control.
No.
I am going to say, please go get a sleep study so we have some answers, okay?
Maybe I will, but who's going
to... Not for you, for me. For me, I need to know.
Who's going to finance this sleep study? I feel like those things
are
expensive.
Our health insurance, go for it.
Will they really? I hope they would. That'd be awesome.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm just telling you to go do something that doesn't affect me, okay?
I learned something about you.
What?
I learned that you've been trying to dial back your caffeine.
Yeah.
So you've been limiting your intake, and you've been doing less Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Like a good girl.
Way less.
Way less. Until... You opened your cupboard this morning at 5 a.m. and out rolled a 2-liter of Diet Coke that had been hidden behind everything.
Woo-hoo!
Almost as if to say, hi, friend, please drink me.
It talked to me like I was a drug addict. It was like, come here, little girl. You've been staying away from me all week, but you know what? I'm going to make you feel real good in a few minutes. Just take me. Taste me. You know you want to. The next thing you know, I'm knee-deep in regular Diet Coke, and it's all over, Riggs.
Put me in your mouth and drink me.
Okay, I will.
Okay, Diet Coke. You win.
Oh,
catch
man.
Up with our show. You can get it at 1037kissfm.com. Monday morning on the show, we've got a psychic on the show that's going to be kind of cool.
I'm excited to hear this.
I'm excited to have a guy on the show who's going to hopefully tell our future. And with so much stuff going on in the world, I just want to know what he thinks is going to happen. So much.
He better have some answers because nobody else does.
Right? Nobody does. Please give us answers.
Tell me something.
Comfort us. Even if they're lies, comfort us. Allie's going to hang out for a while, play some more music until noon. It's KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.